Welcome to today's Higher Every Day, a Thursday, the 18th of December 2025. Today's topic is the Covenant-Keeping God. Our text today is taken from Leviticus chapter 26 verses 40 to 46. If they shall confess their iniquity, and the iniquity of their fathers, with their trespass which they trespassed against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, and that I also have walked contrary unto them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember, and I will remember the land. The land also shall be left of them, and shall enjoy her Sabbaths, while she lieth desolate without them, and they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquity, because they despised my judgments, and because their soul abhorred my statutes. And yet for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I abhor them, to destroy them utterly, and to break my covenant with them, for I am the Lord their God. But I will for their sakes remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the heathen, that I might be their God. I am the Lord. Verse 46. These are the statutes and judgments and laws which the Lord made between him and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses. Our memory verse is taken from Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 5. And said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. The marriage of a man to a woman with the consent of their parents following the laws of the land is a contract or a covenant. The parties have mutual trust and do not expect disappointment or unfaithfulness from either party. The scriptures say the two of them become one. God's covenant with the children of Israel had a more significant implication. It was an agreement between the infinite God and the finite man. God demanded commitment to the covenant, but they failed continually. Therefore, they no longer enjoyed the blessings of the covenant, and their adversaries afflicted them. Our text reminds us of God's faithfulness to his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He was willing to receive them if they genuinely repented of their trespasses and wholeheartedly returned unto him. Today, we have a better covenant built upon better promises established through the blood of the everlasting covenant, the blood of Jesus. To be a partaker of his blessings, you must come through repentance and faith in Christ's atoning sacrifice, the world's Savior. Quote for the day: we have a better covenant. The challenge for today is, have you made Christ your Savior? Prayer. Lord, I surrender myself to your Lordship. In Jesus' name, Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app. or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.